Renegade X, and welcome back to another episode of the Mod of a Renegade. Your humble host, Renegade X, will talk about certain topics and give my opinion about the topic. For this episode, I will be talking about the war slash attack on masculinity that has been happening for a long time. What is masculinity? It's a set of attributes, behaviors, and roles associated with men and boys. Masculine quality and qualities and roles are considered typical of appropriate for and expected of boys and men. Standards of manliness or masculinity vary across different cultures, subcultures, ethnic groups, and historical periods. Traits traditionally viewed as masculine in Western society include strength, courage, independence, leadership, and assertiveness. Here's some examples of people I know from that list of traits I just described. Strength and courage. Socrates, a Greek philosopher that was willing to die for his beliefs and arrested for his philosophical teachings. He was willing to die, then change his opinions and beliefs. Frederick Douglass. He escaped slavery and became a leading figurehead in the anti-slavery movement in the U.S. Spartans, a group of powerful warriors that used to be enslaved. Leadership, Zhao Zhao, a ruler of the Three Kingdoms in the Han Dynasty. He was the ruler of Wei. Ramses II, one of the most famous pharaohs and longest ruling pharaohs of the Egyptian Empire. He became a ruler in his teens and undertook several campaigns and battles and expanded his kingdom. Alexander the Great, a man who conquered half of the world. Currently, masculinity has been attacked for a long time. Society has taught you that masculinity is toxic, and being a masculine man is a bad thing. Before I continue, let me say this disclaimer real quick, because I forgot to say it at the beginning. I will be mentioning the Rainbow Community / Rainbow People in a couple of sentences ahead. Now, for those that are from the Rainbow Community, I have nothing against you. It is your lifestyle. Live how you want to live, as long as you are not infringing on the rights of others. Because my issue is, there is a collective group of people infringing on the rights of straight people, heterosexual people, forcing them to be rainbow. I'm speaking for myself when I say this here. I am a 27-year-old heterosexual straight man. That is my disclaimer. Let us continue. They have been attacking masculinity through different media, whether it be video games, TV shows, movies. I don't really watch TV like that. But from what I have been hearing, they've been putting feminine men in TV shows, either feminine or rainbow. people, they've been doing this for a minute, have been replacing every male character with females, and or making the male characters rainbow. Thor made him fat, lazy, weak-willed, and he ended up getting replaced, I think, by some woman in that movie, in Thor's Love and War, whatever that movie is called. But they killed off Iron Man in the MCU, and they made some female Iron Man called Ironheart. Loki, they created a female Loki, and that female Loki does everything better than what the male Loki can do. And especially recently, Black Panther being replaced with his sister in the MCU. Knowing in the comics it was only temporary, because T'Challa didn't die in the comics, from what I know, in that comic specifically. But since the actor that played T'Challa died, Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace to him, so they took the opportunity and replaced him with his sister. In my opinion, M'Baku, I don't know if I said his name right, would have been a better replacement for Black Panther than Shuri. Plus, the MCU does not stick with the source material at all. They have admitted it. See, what media has been doing for a long time is they've been propping up the female characters, but they've been bringing the male characters down. You can make a good female character without bringing the male characters down. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, when I say bringing the male characters down, I mean they make them incompetent, stupid, weak, and etc. Meanwhile, the female character is essentially a Mary Sue. And what a Mary Sue is, for those that don't know, it is a female character with no flaws and no weaknesses. See, I grew up watching DC and Marvel, Batman Beyond, the Justice League, the Marvel Avengers. Boys need to see masculine male heroes, because stuff like that, that's my childhood right there. And I'm upset seeing them basically pervert my childhood characters. I want to go on a quick rant about something. Sometimes when I be scrolling through Twitch, I have been seeing a abundance of male streamers wear these headphones with the cat ears on top. What I'm about to say, some of you are not going to like it, but it needs to be said. Any male streamer that wears those headphones with the cat ears, it looks ridiculous. It is cringe.
With this little mean renegade,
I don't care. It is cringe, and it is ridiculous. I expect women to wear that. That I understand. But when you have grown men wearing that, I question your masculinity. Any grown man I see wearing those type of headphones, I'm looking at you with a side eye, because that is sus. So why is this attack on masculinity happening? This is what I believe why they are doing this. Power and control. and or money as well. See, two or more things can be true at the same time. I believe there is more than one reason why they're doing this. I believe that they are doing this is because it's an agenda. The agenda is emasculate and weaken the men, and basically masculate the women. They are switching the roles of the gender. And it is also for power and control. The negative effects of masculinity being attacked like this is that it's weakening the country. Other countries see what's going on in America. I remember seeing an article last year that China is banning effeminate men and all that junk from their media, and training their boys to be masculine men when they get older. I hope this doesn't happen, but this country weakening our men is gonna open up the country to be invaded. A lot of people do not think about that. The reason that this country has not been invaded is because we have had a strong military. But since this attack on masculinity is happening, it has weakened the military. Because since you are shaming men and telling men being a man is wrong, there are men that are not going to join the military. Now, I know that there are women in the military, but there is more men in the military than women, as far as I know. Throughout history, it has been men that fought wars, that have died in wars. Another negative effect that this attack on masculinity is doing, is doing a lot of harm to the boys and the men in this country. Because since society is telling them being a man is wrong, it's making them depressed and angry, because they're suppressing their masculinity and they are fighting against what they naturally are. Plus, this is going to have a bad effect on the next generation, because the boys are going to see these effeminate men and the constant attack on masculinity. It is going to do things to them psychologically. When the soldiers stormed the beaches of Normandy, they were 18 to 19 years old. I don't think a lot of these men today would do something like that. Now let me tell y'all a little bit about myself. The music I listen to, I mostly listen to hip-hop, old school rap and hip-hop, not this mumble rap that they got out here today. I listen to jazz, lo-fi hip-hop, some rock music, and a little bit of classical music every now and then. The old school rap I listen to is Tupac and Biggie, and various artists like that. Since I am a gamer, let me tell y'all some of the games that I currently play. Dynasty Warriors 8 Empires, a game that takes place in the Han Dynasty, where you can create your own character, yes, your own original character, and be in the sandbox where you fight against various armies in order to rule over China. The Yakuza series. I play Warframe, a game where you play as a space ninja and tackle various enemies and various objectives. My favorite colors are red and black. My favorite type of characters to use in a video game is powerhouses. why do I like powerhouses? It's because I like the impact of when you hit something or someone using a powerhouse character. One of my favorite movies is 300. And my favorite quote from this movie is this.
This is where we hold them! This is where we fight! This is where they die! And these shields, boys! Oh! Remember this day, man. It will be yours for all time.
If that does not hype you up as a man, I don't know what to tell you. That is one of the hypest things I've ever seen. When I first saw 300, man, that movie had me hype in everything. And it also got me interested in studying the ways that the Spartans lived. I'm telling you, if you have not seen 300, see that movie. Please go see it. That is a good movie. That man said, Persians, come and get them.
That boy is good.
For those that are subscribed to my gaming channel, for the games that have character creations, I always try to make my male characters look masculine as possible, depending on the game, because certain games have a certain design. All of what I've said should give you an idea of who I am. I am an old school, traditional, masculine, heterosexual man, whether you like it or not. Before I end this podcast episode, I want to say this. Men, there is nothing wrong with being an old school, traditional, heterosexual man, a grown man. Masculinity is not toxic. Being what you naturally are, a man, is not toxic. This society does not want to understand men. Why men act the way they are, why men are the way that they are. I will leave a link to a book called Why Men Are the Way They Are by Warren Farrell. It should give y'all an understanding of why men are the way they are. So what are solutions to help solve this issue? This is what I can think of. Number one, any media, anything that is attacking masculinity, do not support it, because money talks, BS walks. Number two, masculinity boot camps to train the boys to be men. Another thing is, there is a lot of broken families out here. The father needs to have custody of the children, so both the son and the daughter can see what a man is. Now those are just a few solutions I can think of. If anyone else has solutions, feel free to share it with everyone. That is the end of this podcast episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.